So online, our friends, you should be able to see the screen now.
Yes.
Okay. The only problem, I don't know how to get this screen down here. Yeah, there it is. Good. Okay. So this is the verse. Let's look at the next verse. Kodhanyo bahupe. Okay, let me bring it up here. Okay, kodhanyo bahupesh bahubhi bahubhi. Trahi Kushala Puran Pura Purana Dakaihi. So ko dhanyaha bahubhi. Let me cut paste it. Sorry. All my screens are gone, so give me a minute. Okay, so ko dhanyaha bahubhi putraihi kushula purana Purana Adhakaihi, Purana Adhakaihi, Kushula Purana Adhakaihi, Putraik Putraihi becomes Putraik Kushula Kushula Purana Adhakaihi, Varam Ekaha, Varam Ekaha, Kulalambi, Kulal, Kulala, Kulalambi, Yatra. Vishruyate Pita. Yatra Vishruyate Pita. Okay, let us do the Padacheda. Padacheda will become what? Kaha Anyaha. Kaha Dhanyaha. Not Anyaha. Kaha Dhanyaha. Okay, so Kaha Dhanyaha. Padanta Sakara, Ru. Ru will become U. A and U will become O because Hash is swallowing. Ko dhanyaha. Dhanyaha and bahubhi. Okay. So dhanyaha and bahubhi also. Dhanya, su, padanta refa will become ru. Same thing. Ru will become u, a and u will become o. So dhanyo bahubhi. Because bakara is a hash. That is following. So dhanyo bahubhi putraihi. In that bahubhi, bahubhi. Okay, in Bahubhihi and Putraihi, in Bahubhihi and Putraihi, their Appa, this is Padanta Sakara, will become Refa, Refa will become Visarga, Visarga will be replaced with Visarga optionally, or you could even replace it with a Upadmaniya sound. So Bahubhihi Putraihi or Bahubhish Putraihi. Okay, everybody okay with that? Bahubhihi Putraihi. Because the pa or pa, when it follows, then the visarga will be either visarga, bahubhihi, putraihi, or that visarga will be what? Will be upadmaniya. So bahubhis putraihi. Okay. Then putraihi kushula. Kushula, kushula, right? So putraihi ku. Okay. Become either visarga, so padanta sakara becomes refa, refa becomes visarga. This will be replaced either with a visarga or with a akka. Putrai kushulai. Kushula, right? Putrai kushula or putraihi kushula. Okay. Kushula Puranadhakaihi. That is at the end. End in Padanta, Sakara will become Repha. Ending Repha will become Visarga because the pause is following. Okay. Kushula Puranadhakaihi. Okay. Varam. So let me type this. Putraihi Kushula Puranadhakaihi. Varam. Varam ekaha. Padanta makara is there, but it is not followed with a hal. So it will remain Padanta makara. Ekaha. Okay. Kula lambi. Kula lambi. Okay. Yatra. Yatra. Vishruyate pita. Vishruyate pita. Vishruyate pita. So yatra is fine. Vishruyate is also no sandhi rule there. Kulalambi also no sandhi and pita. Okay. So yeah, go ahead. Some typo.
No, in Kulalambi, isn't it Kulalambi?
Yeah, it is Kulalambi, but it's a samasa. So Kulalambi. Okay, you are right. It is a samasa. Okay, so Kulalambi means family supporting, family upholding. Kula alamba. Alambanam is support. Okay, so upholding, family upholding. Okay, anyway, let us see what the meaning is. Okay, padacheda. So this kaha danyaha bahubihi putraihi kushula purana dhakaihi varam ekaha kulalambi yatra vishruyate pita. Okay, so in this what is the lakara, the kriyapadam is vishruyate. Okay, we have not looked at this earlier, but this is actually a karmani prayoga. Okay, so how do you know it's a karmani prayoga? First of all, it is te. Karmani prayoga will always be atmanepadi. How do you know it's karmani prayoga? Okay, so in karmani and in bhave prayoga, these are the two other prayogas other than kartari prayoga. In karmani and bhave prayoga, you will see two things. You will observe two things. One is you will observe after the dhatu, you will have this yakara. Okay, and then you will have atmanepadam. Yakara doesn't mean always. Atmanepadam doesn't mean always. But in karmani prayoga, you will see this. Okay, in karmani prayoga, you will see this. Also, if you look at this dhatu called shuru, right? Okay, shuru, vishruyate, shuru. Okay, this dirga also that you see, right? Shruyate. That is also a telltale sign of karmani prayoga, by the way. Okay, and now if you look at the dhatu itself, okay, if you look at the dhatu, it says shravayati. No, shravayati is not the right prayoga. It is a niche prayoga. Okay, there's another form which says shru dhatu. You'll get shrunoti. Okay. Let's go down further. Yeah, there it is. Shru dhatu. Okay. Shru dhatu, it says shrunoti. Shrunoti, shrunutaha, shrunvanti. Shrunoshi, shrunutaha, shrunutha. Shrunomi, shrunuvaha, shrunumaha. Okay, this has got the nu. That nu becomes no. Shru becomes, shru becomes nu, right? That nu, if you look into the ganas that we looked at, right? The dhatu pata. This is Shru Shravane. This is correct. This is another dhatu. Okay, so that means there is another dhatu also. This is another confusion. You will have multiple dhatus. Let us see what is apte se. Shravati. Okay, so Shru dhatu could be Shravati. And also the fifth gana dhatu will be Ishrunoti. Okay, both of them are Shru dhatu only. So from Shru dhatu you will get Shravati. Okay, first gana. Or Shrunoti. This is the fifth gana dhatu. However, the karmani prayoga of both of them will be Shruyate. That will be identical. Okay. So let us see if at all we have karmani prayoga here in the grammar. So he says Nich. Doesn't give you karmani prayoga probably. Yeah, this is karmani prayoga. Shruyate. You see this? Shruyate. Okay. And the V is the upasarga. The V is the upasarga. This is V. Vishruyate. Okay. So having said that, I will tell you how to understand the karmani prayoga there. Okay. So this is karmani prayoga. So first of all, you write it as karmani. Karmani prayoga. Okay. So shru means to hear. Okay. So when I say shrunoti, that means what is kartri prayoga. Parasmay padam. So it is definitely kartri prayoga. That means what? He listens or he hears. Okay. So he hears. Okay. This is what kartri prayoga. Okay, saha pita or saha shunoti. Okay, saha shunoti. Okay, but when we say it is heard by him. It is heard. This is karmani prayoga. By him, okay, it is heard. So how will you say? You say tena, by him. Okay. Shruyate. What? By him, it is heard, all right. But what? Okay. Let's say by him, father. Okay. Is being heard. Then what are the words that you are hearing? You are hearing the words father. Vachaha. Okay. By him, the words are heard. Shabdaha. Okay. So then shabdaha shuyate. Shabdaha shuyate. The words are heard. By him. You follow? Saha Shrunoti. He hears. What he hears? Okay. He hears the words. Shabdan. He hears the words. Okay. He hears the words. You see what is happening there? In this Kartari Prayoga, the Samanadi Karanyam is between what? Between the person, the Karta, and the thing. And this is the karma. Karma, you will get dvitiya vibhakti. Whereas in karmani prayoga, the karta becomes secondary. So third person. Tena. Okay. What is heard? The words are heard. So shabdaha shruyate. Don't be shruyate. Shabdaha shruyate. Because shabdaha is singular. Shabdaha shruyante. Shabdaha shruyante, because it's plural. The words are heard by him. Here in this case, what? The word is heard by him. This is karmani prayoga. Okay. So here in the our word is what? Pita vishruyate. The father. Okay. So vi and shru means very well heard. So the father is renowned. That is the type of meaning you'll get. Okay. We will dwell in this further. I've introduced you Karmani Prayoga, but tomorrow we'll start with Karmani Prayoga and I'll explain you what it means, idea of Karmani Prayoga, with some examples. Okay, but you need to know what Karmani Prayoga is, because in Kartari Prayoga, the Akhyatam is describing the Karta. Whereas in Karmani Prayoga, the Akhyatam is describing the Karma. In Kartari Prayoga, the Samanadhikaranam of the thing is with the Karta. In Karmani Prayoga, the Samanadhikaranam of the thing is with the Karma. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu.
Alpeshji, I have a question.
Yes.
You were talking about this Adhyahara, that is,
yes,
to bring in a word that is applicable only for the verbs, or even if you are bringing in a noun.
Any word is called. Yeah, any word you have to bring in is called Adhyahara. Okay. You can bring in any type of word. Usually, Adhyahara is to be brought in for word that should have been there but is not there. It is assumed or understood.
Okay.
So you can say Ramaha Asti, Ramaha Gacchati. Okay. Right. Vanam Drushyate. Mm-hmm. So now you say Vanam Drushyate. So yeah. Kena Ramena. Ramena Vanam Drushyate. Right. So Vanam Pashyati. Kaha Ramaha. So then you can do the Adhyara of Ramaha there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you can say Pashyati. So what Pashyati? Saha Pashyati. So you do the Adhyara of Saha.
Okay.
So we can do the adhyara of nouns, usually pronouns, when they are there, right? You can do the adhyaras of nouns. And then you can do the adhyaras of verbs, especially. Because in Sanskritam, you will find sentences which are of those types, where you will just say the rose black or the rose red. Okay. But then is not defined. So then you need to bring the word is. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Relationship of what? Yes. Bhave prayoga annate. The akhyata itself is just talking about the action. Yes. I'm sorry? Is it? You bring it here, we'll look at it. Okay. These softwares have a mind of their own. That's okay. It happens.